I think the message of the Bhagavad Gita is twofold. One is that as Jiva, as this individuality, I prostrate to the Supreme Lord, because of whom this whole world is sustained, the Creator, Sustainer and Destroyer. And that will be the essence of today's verse, that as long as I have this body identification, as long as I am in this human body, I may know that I am that consciousness, but as the BMI, I still have to function with other people, deal with situations, problems. As we see, problems keep arising. And so if I surrender to the Lord and remember the Lord and make the Lord my protection, you are my shield, you are my security guard, you are my, then problems will not affect us. Or even if they do come, they won't bother us as much. So the attitude of sharanagati or surrender is very important. As Vibhishan does in the Ramayana, where he goes and surrenders to the Lord and then the Lord saves him. And at the highest level, there is only one Brahman, one consciousness that is functioning, and this world is a name and form, just as there is only one movie screen on which this movie of the world is playing. And so similarly, there's only one consciousness on which this whole world is playing. And I am that consciousness, as everybody is, and there is only that alone. So there are two ways to see the world's problems. One is, I am a servant of the Lord. I surrender to the Lord. Lord is working through me. And secondly, this world is an appearance, a play, a natak, a drama. And I am playing my part, but there is a consciousness. So then the world loses its hold on you, because the world cannot hold me, because I am that infinite consciousness. And what is this world? Name and form. This world is nothing but name and form upon that consciousness, just as mud has different names and form. There is pot and there is saucer and plate and bowl and all those names and forms, but in reality they are only mud. So you and I are names and forms upon that one consciousness, Om or Brahman. So with these two attitudes, when we function in the world will still be there, the problems will still be there, but they lose their hold upon us. I will not be as overwhelmed by this world. So that is the way to handle any problems, and situations in life will change. See, the world is change. That's what this Gurudev says. Change is the changeless law of nature. So what is not going to change is change. There will be change and you handle them. Life's may up and downs will come. But if you have your hold on to the Lord's feet, world cannot affect you. So Bhagavan tells us that in the seventh chapter that there is my lower nature, which is the BMI, which is eightfold Prakriti, and my higher nature, which is Om. And I am the source of this entire universe. So how am I to know the Lord? So Lord had given us various examples. I am the taste in the water, I am the seed, and I am the source of the universe. And then he talked about, why are people not seeing me? Because they are still caught in the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. So today the topic of gunas will be covered in a little more detail. So we'll go to verse number 13, chapter 7. Ye chaiva sattvika bhavaha. Oh, sorry, we already did that. I'm sorry. Number 13. Sorry. 13. We did that last week. Number 13. Tribhir gunamayair bhavaihi. Ebhi sarvamidam jagat. Mohitam nabhi janati. Mame bhyav param avyayam. Together. Tribhir gunamayair bhavaihi. एभि सर्वमिदं जगत् मोहितं नाभिजानाति मामेभ्यः परम् अव्ययम्. सो ही सेज़ दिस त्रिभिर् गुणमयै, दिस इज द थर्ड केस इंस्ट्रूमेंटल. Gunabhava means these modifications of these three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. By this, sarvamidam jagat, this whole universe is deluded, mohitam. So by these three gunas and the modifications of these three gunas, the whole universe is a modification of sattva, rajas and tamas. So deluded by the modifications of the three gunas, Sarvamidam Jagat, this whole universe, Jagat means Jayate Gachati Tishtate, that which is created, which is sustained and which perishes, this world of change. Mohitam, it is deluded, and what happens by the world being deluded? Na Abhi Janati, does not know me at all does not know me. Why? Mame Bhyaf. Param Avyayam, he says, I am beyond all this. I am the Param Avyayam, supreme, immutable consciousness, and I am beyond all this. So that is what the message of this verse is, that me who is beyond all this universe, sustaining it at the same time, not affected by it, I am the one that is sustaining, but the individuals don't see me. They only see the three gunas, and that's why they are deluded, because that alone is given reality to by them. So deluded, we know that there is one Brahman, one consciousness, but we are not able to see it because our attention is on name and form. Just as the pot is a beautiful blue pot with all the gold decor on it and all the trim and everything, and we pay attention to that, and we'd have no idea that there is a brown mud which is shapeless, formless, colorless, which is the substance of this pot. And we think, oh, it is Chinese vase, it is very expensive, it has gold trim on it, but we don't see the mud. So from the pot, if you remove mud, there is no pot. So similarly, from this world, if we remove Brahman, there will be no world left. So that is our delusion, where we see that alone is real. And we have forgotten, all of us are that supreme consciousness, but we have forgotten our supreme nature, and we think ourselves to be this limited being, this BMI, with I'm a male, I'm a female, I'm a helpless, I'm a housewife. Those are all the roles I play, but we have forgotten who we are, and constant remembrance of that is very important. That's why this topic is repeated again and again by Bhagavan Sri Krishna, because it is very important. Talking about forgotten, this man was going to work, and his wife says, do you remember what day is today? And she only says that, and she doesn't tell him what day it is. And he, oh God, again I forgot my anniversary. He's so scared. No, last year I forgot my anniversary, and she didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. And so today I have to fix it. So he goes to the office and tells his secretary, you know, I think today is my anniversary. I'm not sure. But she said, do you remember what day is today? And so what? So secretary says, well, send her a dress. I said, okay. He orders a nice dress to be delivered. And then she says, but don't forget matching shoes. So an hour later, you know, she gets a pair of matching shoes delivered. By the afternoon, he thinks, you know, that may not be enough. Let me send her a pearl necklace. So he sends her a pearl necklace, all delivered the same day, you know, paid by credit card and same day. So he goes home, and now he's pleased with himself. You know, at least I did a good job. I didn't forget her anniversary. So she says, darling, it's good you sent me all these beautiful dress and shoes and necklace, but do I have to wear all of them to go and pick up my mother from the airport? That's what the day was. So we also don't remember what is our duty, and then we end up doing the wrong thing. And what happens is that Bhagavan says they do not know me correctly. They do not know my immutable nature, param avyajam. So they think I am like one of them. You know, they say God is the karta. He does the work, creates the world. He gets joy out of our suffering. Oh, in maja kar raha and I am suffering here. So we give all human qualities to God. God is beyond all that. Oh, they say he is a very jealous God. If you don't pray to him, he will get angry. You don't pray for God. You pray for your own peace of mind. When they use the word jealous, it's not that God will punish you if you don't pray. What it means is that God wants our undivided attention. Just as a teenage girl is having problems, you know, at school or with her boyfriend or something, and the mother is cooking and she's talking to them, and the mother says, "Mom, stop cooking, you know, pay attention to me exclusively." Similarly, God says, "Stop cooking and pay attention to me. If you want to reach me, you have to pay attention to me exclusively." It's like when you're studying medicine for medical school, you can't be cooking at the same time. You have to give exclusive attention, or a computer, or engineering. So similarly, for spirituality, that's what they mean. But we give our own qualities to God. God loves this person, doesn't love this person. God is partial, God is favorite. So they say, "Know me is my true nature. I love everybody. Everybody. There is nobody in this world I do not love. But those who approach me, you know, they love me. So then automatically they get close to me." He will talk about that next week, about what happens to somebody who loves God and one who doesn't love God. And everybody is deluded. In Hindi, there is a very beautiful saying. It says, "Kuen mein bhang padi hai." Kuen mein bhang padi. That means in the well, there is intoxicating leaves. You know, in a small village, if there's only one well where everybody gets water, and that gets thrown filled with bhang. You know, in Holi today, there is Holi. In India, they play Holi. They put bhang in the milk. So he says, "Kuen mein bhang padi," and every guy is drinking from that same water. So everybody is deluded. Like everybody is under that influence. Of bhang is the physical. We are under the influence of maya, under the influence of ignorance. And under the influence of ignorance, even though we are that consciousness, we identify ourselves as this limited human being with limited abilities and all my problems. They say all problems disappear once you realize you are that infinite nature. And that's what the Mahatmas do. And Gurudev says we are playing hide and seek. We are trying to find joy in the wrong place. You know, looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for happiness. There is a famous country song. So here, looking for happiness in all the wrong places, and we keep playing hide and seek, and we can never find it. See, you think you have found it, and the next thing you know, it is gone. And so every time, why? Because you are running around in the wrong places. That is the problem. And again, they talk about the snake and the rope, because this world is consciousness on which this world is superimposed. Just as the example we have talked before, you go to a dark room, a dark forest, and it is little bit light, a little bit darkness, and you see a rope. And you think it is a snake, and then you get very scared until somebody comes and tells you that, you know, it is a rope, it is not a snake. This flashed a light, and then your fear goes away. So similarly, this world is superimposed upon that Atman, and not seeing the Atman as it is, the consciousness, we think this world is real, but it is an illusory projection. So the world is existing. We are not saying the world is not there. But the world is God with name and form, just superimposed. So just as the wise person shines a light, so the scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads give us the light so that we may know our true nature. Another way of looking at world, at the snake and rope, we studied last week in our study group, that suppose you are walking on the forest and you see what looks like a rope, and you have studied little Vedanta, right? Now we have all know Vedanta. We know. If you see there, it's a rope. It's not a snake. And you hold it, and it is really a snake. And then you say, "Oh, then the snake bites you." That is the opposite. It is a snake, but you think it is a rope. Because Upanishad mein bola hai, it is a rope. It cannot be snake. That is opposite. Then you will be bitten. So same way, our body is actually that snake, that illusory projection upon. But we hold on to the body, that body alone is real. So that will bite you. Just as when you hold on to the snake thinking it is a rope. So when I hold on to the body thinking I am this body, I am not this consciousness. That idea one should hammer, that I am not the waker. When I say I am not the waker, I am not the waker body, I am not the waker mind, I am not the waker intellect. The waker car is not real, the waker house is not real, the waker's family is not real. Not real means not that they don't exist, but they have a relative existence. Actually, they are all that consciousness. My car is consciousness, my body, my husband, my wife, my children, everything is that, and this reality is projected. That's what we had talked last week about it, so I thought I'll just expand upon it. And as we said, the Supreme Consciousness is immutable, unchanging. If the Supreme Consciousness is unchanging, then how is this world, changing world upon it? And we say that is a projection. The world is changing, but the reality is the unchanging consciousness. And similarly, I am that unchanging consciousness. This body, mind and intellect of mine will change, and one day it will perish. One day we all have to go. You may go at age 60, 70, 80, 90, but there is no choice. That's what Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, that Kaumaram Yovanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Prapti Dhiras Tatrana Muhyati. He says, in the life, there will be youth, childhood, youth, old age and death. And that is inevitable. Jatasya hi Dhruvam Mrityu Janmasya. One who is born is bound to die. So accept that and be ready. Okay, one of the days my number will come. You know, they pick the number from the lottery. So, jis din mera number aayega, I am ready to go. My bags are packed. Whenever you call Bhagwan, I am ready. So, that understanding, then even death loses its hold on you. But people say, why don't they see you? You say you are everywhere. You are pervading everything. Everything is you. Why are we still not seeing you? Why do we keep saying, where is God? One day God will come. One day God will save me. Why? You know, why is there so much confusion? So Bhagavan says, I will answer that. This is one of the most famous shlokas in the Bhagavad Gita. Verse number 14 is very often quoted, just like Sarva Dharman Parityajya, etc.